cross out or white out where it's adhering draft on all our 100 copies. And on the, let's see, on chapter 3, the heading on the alphabetical table of contents, the word impaired didn't have, it was spelled M-P. It missed an I. So we are having, well, actually Dottie, bless her, went through and put a little black I in front of I have on my to-do list to check the versions that are on the website to make sure, I'm guessing those same errors are on those, but I'm going to check. We'll need to revise the electronic version and get it sent to Newsline, because again, I would guess the one on Newsline has those same errors. So, you just never know, but that's what we've caught, you know, just at a glance. Hopefully there aren't too many other errors. That's the update on rule.
Now, is there a version of it that's, you know, electronically available that would be formatted for immediate Braille translation?
Isn't that a good question? I don't know enough about what needs to be done for Braille translation to answer that. But I can say that if someone requests the Braille format, then we would probably, in that case, we would have that done by a third party, probably JV Translations, because obviously she would get the formatting correct. Things like the agenda, you know, we really just do in-house. I feel like we have a Brailler, we should use it. But something that's official and that would take some formatting work, we could. Now maybe we should go ahead and have a few done up if you feel that we should.
I don't know that it's necessary to have the actual, you know, the hard copy. I mean, it might be a good thing to have one, but it would be a good idea if it is ready to go, because if someone were to request it, it would take a little bit to get the formatting in to make it available. If it was on a disk or in a computer somewhere that was already formatted and just needed to be then run through a Braille printer, that I think would be good. But to say to somebody if they requested it that they'd need to wait for who knows, you know, how long to get it, for a Commission for the Blind to put itself in that position doesn't seem like a real good idea to me.
I would agree. That's a great idea. We can work on having it formatted so that we have on disk ready to Braille edition. Thank you for that suggestion.
Well, it is good to have it, to have those three chapters done, and do they all end up with the same, like, same color cover or that type of thing?
Chapter 1 is a light blue, chapter 2 is yellow, and chapter 3 is green, and then chapter 4 will be something else.
Ah. Okay, does anyone have any other?
May I ask if the board each would like a print copy just for your shelf or whatever? We can send you each one if you want that, but I don't want to send it if you don't want it.
I'd like to have a copy.
Okay.
I don't know I'd want a print copy. I mean, electronic is the format that would look at it in, so.
Right.
Yes, that's what I would do too, and it's really good to be able to go to the website and look up whatever.
So then we really don't need a print copy, is that what you're saying?
Well, it's on the website, but you know, if you want them, they're available, and they're just gonna.
I've got too much paper as it is.
Right, but if one of you, I mean, if Dorothy, I can sure send one to Dorothy, one of each, that's not a problem. Then you have
Okay.
Madam President?
Let me see. Now, I'm not sure who is seeking the floor, but we, at this point, we are not in a time of public comment.
I'm not commenting, I just have a quick question.
Well, you know, one of the things that we decided to do differently this time was to have the public comments or questions be within those specific times. And so, you know, if you can remember it when we get to the next one, which will be after the old business, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Is there anything else on rule?
No.
Okay, the next item is the budget update.
Okay. We are in process of working on the biennium budget that is due, our proposal is due September 15th, I believe, yes. This will be for the period of July 1, 05 through June 30th, 07. And so that is in the works. That period will include the times after which the transition grant is ended and the Helen Keller funds are completely phased out and the quality in-service training grant ends. We're looking at other options for all of those programs. I think, really shown the value of all the different things that are done, and we're working out identifying ways that we could continue to fund those. But certainly for the budget proposal that's due in the middle of September, we'll have to incorporate it with the fact that those specific grant funds will be ended. Our budget, basically right now, we're on track with last year. Last year we did spend more Social Security funds, and so we had some grant carryover that we've been able to use this year. We haven't had, you know, as much additional Social Security funds coming in, so we won't have that flexibility this next year. But basically, I mentioned the Sun. We're all working at making sure we have computers for all staff that are upgraded well enough, especially so that the JAWS software is going to work effectively with the different applications that people are needing to do now, especially NIST. And so that's something that we're looking at. But we've also gone a while without really replacing too many computers. And so we really try to keep a handle on what we need to do in terms of technology for staff. Services for clients, we're continuing to be able to provide the needs of all the plans that are in place. So there's no concern about going through an order of selection or limiting things in any way. And as I said, we're on track. If you have specific questions, I could see if I have the information here. But that's the basic report on the budget.
Does anyone have any questions, comments?
No.
I'm talking about, again, about board members at this point.
It's a project in process.
Yes, sir. We really always, in everything we consider, we look at, is this the best way we can do it? Is this the cheapest or the most effective for the making sure we get the best bang for every buck we spend. So that's just present in all of our thinking on budget stuff.
Also, I guess just to throw out, I know in setting budget, looking at priorities and stuff for the future, I mean, I think one of the things that did funnel out from the staff, and I guess just personal observation, is that technology is just so important, I mean, for people working and, I mean, being able to have access to functioning adaptive technology. It's great if it's off the shelf, but sometimes it needs special tweaking, that the technology resources, it would seem, would be a, you know, something that may need to increase over the future, just because of its importance. And so I know, you know, as you guys are looking at, this isn't a revelation, but I think it's, you know, in any kind of zero-sum game when the budget's not increasing, you know, one thing's got to give, but it, I would certainly seem to me that technology is just not going away and it's going to be ever increasing, that more the increased resources to technology might be something that just will have to be the trend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next item is the website update. We did receive the webmaster's report, and there had been some question about whether we should be including those after the minutes, you know, attaching them to the minutes in the same way that we do the materials report and any focus topic reports that we have. It makes sense to me. You know, it is a written report that he does submit, and I don't have a problem with attaching it if the rest of the board doesn't, or if somebody has a reason why we shouldn't, then.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why not.
I have no problem with that.
Me either.
So do we want to vote? Do it by consensus?
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I don't know if it needs a motion.
I don't think it needs.
We don't need a motion. Okay.
Okay, so we can let we'll let Jim know that is what we're doing. You know, he does a good job of keeping us informed about the various links that he creates, references to where information is. You know, when we asked for those definitions, he gave us the link to get to those. You know, he has been very responsive about what should go up there, what is up there, how it's up there so that it's accessible to read it. And, you know, that's really, really good. It's been good to have a website that is so easily readable. And I think that, you know, part of that is because we have a blind webmaster,
right,
for whom it is as important to read the things as it is for us. So it is a really a good thing.
He gets carried away once in a while, but I think he's doing a real good job with that. He knows I feel that way. I tell him all the time, you're getting carried away.
Well, one of the things that we have that I really do like as a part of what we do, and it was what I was commenting on a while ago when talking about we don't want to be like everybody else. We, you know, the people, you know, those of us on the board, those of us who are consumers, you know, those who are on the staff, we do care about what happens with each other and with the programs of the Commission for the Blind, and that is good to have a dynamic and caring team. I think it's essential, and I'm glad that we're not lackadaisical and
well. I guess one of the things that
apathetic.
One of the things that came up was posting the different consumer groups, conventions and stuff, and it occurred to me that it, you know, it's obviously it's extra work, but if somebody's willing to do it, you know, some kind of calendar, or you know, that anybody that's got anything that's related to blindness wanted to send and, you know, be posted on that calendar. If someone's willing to do it, if Jim's willing to do it, then I think it's all good, and I think it's something should be different from the NCBVI purposes and such. But if we wanted to have a calendar link for events that, you know, might be pertinent to the blind in Nebraska, then that'd be the kind of place you could put all kinds of things.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think sometimes Jim gets carried away with his own opinions on there, and that he shouldn't do.
Well, I think, I think that the various organizations have virtual calendars. I think that anytime we get into the situation of saying, anything goes, just send it in, that we do open ourselves up to things that can and generally do become controversial. And so I think it's best if we, the management guidelines, he sent those again. I think those look good to me. The discussion seemed to be on whether we have specific announcements of upcoming conventions, because a lot of the people on the listserv are not members of given organizations. And I think we could go either way on that. I mean, the fact is that is true, and so if we inform people of that. Mostly, though, I think people who get an electronic notification of something that they don't know anything about may or may not follow up on it. I mean, I suppose, we do have the links to the organizations there. I don't have strong feelings about one way or the other. We have heard from the president of the NFBN said that, Amy said that she thought it was a good idea to have those posted. I didn't hear directly from Mary Susan about it as far as having a specific opinion. She's here today, so.
I said it, and I'm in agreement that, there are links, and if people are interested, they can look at the links.
Okay, so we have those perspectives having been offered to us, and so, we can make a decision. If we decide to have them posted, then somebody official in the organizations would need to be the one who would generate it. I mean, we wouldn't be wanting to have the commission staff or one of us or whoever generating a posting from a specific organization. So, what's your pleasure, board members?
Well, I think the links are adequate, unless, like I said, unless you wanted to have a calendar that's, the disclaimer on the top that this information is not. And if people wanted to post it, if Jim wanted to, had the time or wanted to take the time to put it on, then great. If he didn't, then that's the end of it. But if we wanted to have a calendar of events link and on for activities related to the blind.
Well, the NCBVI calendar is there. And it does list those, specific conventions, the dates of those on the NCBVI calendar.
I think
that's NCBVI's only real responsibility with respect to that kind of thing. I mean, that would be my my opinion, but
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And that way they maintain neutrality, and that's best we can expect. And if they want to know more about a convention, this, that, and the other thing, look at the calendar, see when it is. And
yeah, I really, to me, I really think that that getting the word out about events of an organization is that organization's responsibility. That's, and I think that we have dynamic organizations that do that. So,
yeah.
I don't know, Pearl, you were seeking the floor.
Yeah, you ended up saying what I was just going to refer to the fact that the agency calendar, is there, and included in it are the state conventions.
Yep. Seen
them there. I do like the idea of having that as our basic responsibility, and the links to organizations being the way that anybody can find out what's going on through the year from any organization, or from the ones we have links to.
Okay, so I believe we have resolved that. The next item is the Friends of the Commission update. Dr. Nyman?
I think Michael Floyd is the president, Roy Hobb is the vice president, Dan Hurwitz is the treasurer, and I'm the secretary, so I'm sort of the fourth choice. Follow up from the remarks about the website, we will be developing a website for the Friends and Commission as part of our mostly efforts to raise funds from innocent victims who don't know any better. And we also will probably contact whoever's appropriate to see if we get a link from the commission's website to the website when we get one set up. Mike Hansen is working on that with Michael Floyd now, and that will probably be up and running within a reasonable period of time. I would say that the Friends of the Commission is just now sort of gathering the elements of an infrastructure to develop some momentum. We haven't raised large sums of money with the stock and bonds that we own and the cash available to us. We have only in the neighborhood of somewhere around $13,500. We've received a number of minor requests to disperse some funds. We did vote to assist an individual to go, to a summer training kind of thing, but it was his plan for interrupted by some medical things, so that's still on hold. We have ready for distribution a member of the board, is Sue Christensen, who works for Time Warner Cable. And she has developed a public service announcement using some of the clips from the film developed on the center program. And that will be distributed on, put on cable systems and maybe other statewide things. A 30-second public service announcement directing individuals to contact us if they have large sums of money they want to get rid of. We have ready to go letters to members of the legal profession who specialize in estate planning to assist their clients to direct some of their estate to the Friends of the Commission, and then after that to expedite their departure from the world so they don't go broke. But in addition to that, we have a letter, a comparable kind of letter to accountants who would say, and this has happened already without our contact, that toward the end of the year, people feel generous and also get some IRS benefits from making contributions. So we have a letter. We're developing a list of appropriate targets. We don't want to sort of send the thing out into the air and let it float out there. But that we're hoping that certainly the letters to the accountants will be out in a timely way before the end of the year when people are doing their tax planning before the end of December. And since people don't have any specific dates when they plan to depart from the goal, if you wonder about the lawyers, we will get that out as appropriate. The Friends of the Commission, as you probably know, was incorporated, and one of the members of the board here, Bill Lester, did most of the legal work, so that if things are going well, he can take credit for that. If things are going badly, he can do a little blame. But I also say this, and this is not intended to be critical, it'll probably sound that way, Mary Sue. The early stages of the out-of-state bill, Bill did volunteer his time, did an excellent job in getting the paperwork done. So we'd be put in status for tax exempt status and incorporated at the state level as well. And early on, there was sort of a balance of membership of people from two organizations in the state, National Federation of the Blind and American Council of the Blind. The American Council people have sort of backed off their participation. Let me assure you that just as the commission itself now is broadly open to the views and participation of people from both, the Friends of the Commission would also welcome the full participation and any other support. And the ACB did, in fact, make a contribution in a cash kind of a way. I do acknowledge that to Mary Sue. But I've got to say, we would be happy to have the commission to to be, you know, the Friends of the Commission to be supported by the participation of members of all the organizations. And one item that did come up, and I asked Dr. Gonzan to respond to, is we did receive an inquiry from the Government Accounting Standards Board, forwarded by Dr. Gonzan, which asked us a bunch of questions, about us, including members of, who are members of the board, and aspects of our resources. And the members of our last meeting in particular, the members of the board were somewhat concerned that this represented something of an intrusion into the affairs of a private nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. And we were fearful that it might in some way affect the decisions made about in the budgeting process when our resources could be audited as we are supportive of the commission. We haven't really had any response from that. Michael Floyd did contact Kate Wittig, the state's auditor, and she seemed to assure him that we were not in any kind of danger. That their real interest and concern was that some of the major organizations in the state, the university, for example, which has its as fundraiser might receive too much support from the state agency in the way of fundraising and rather than being an independent entity. And Kate really seemed to say that she didn't think of any great danger of that if we only happened to hold our meetings at the office of the commission and have a member of the staff occasionally come there for purposes of clarification. It didn't seem to be a major problem. But I still think, and I think the members of the board feel that there is a kind of intrusion into a non-profit private entity that could adversely affect the interests of the commission itself, which we are intent on supporting. But say we have a specific and official response from Mr. Tim Channer, who is kind of the official at the Government Accounting Standards Board. But anyway, that is an ongoing concern. We will probably follow up on that and see where we stand. And it does turn out to be what we regard as intrusive. We'll probably lodge some kind of a complaint with somebody, not the doctor.
Yeah, I've been a little bit concerned. I've been concerned about that myself with that. When they nominated a liaison with Carlos and so forth, where your friend of the commission is supposed to be completely independent in structure. And I think in another couple of years, you'll be, IRS will be making inquiries as to your actual status. And so we'll have to, I don't know exactly what the letter says. I have a copy in the file, and I'll have to look at that and see exactly what their concern will be at that time.
Well, anytime anybody from the commission comes, in the last meeting, Carlos wasn't there, and it's a liaison kind of a thing. And
yeah.
If we want to get some information from Dr. Van Zandt, I think we feel free to ask her. She probably feels free to say, I'm too busy or something like that, so I don't think there's any kind of structuralization that anybody in the Government Accounting Standards Board or the IRS should be concerned about here. You can tell them that, Bill. If they believe the lawyer, they don't believe real human beings. Anyway, that's basically where we're at. We're not a high-powered fundraising, resource gathering information entity yet. We're hoping that as we get underway with our little developing our infrastructure, that we'll do a bit more liberal job of getting resources. But as of right now, we're not a threat either to the IRS or the Government Accounting Standards Board, or not terribly much of the support for the agency yet. But we're working down the road toward that.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate having an in-person report. We do try to keep track of what's going on. We appreciate getting the minutes and the notes on the meetings. You know, we do really want to to keep having that free flow of information. And Pearl said she had a question.
Yes, I just wanted to add that I appreciate the Friends has established or made known to us that they do have an account that will accept direct deposit donations. And so I've shared that, the information about that with the board and with staff, that because in the past, council or agency staff had requested if there was a way they could, you know, be donating to the Friends on an ongoing basis or to the commission. So I'm really pleased that that's in place, and right now is the time when all of the employees are required to indicate if they're going to be giving any donations to United Way and CHAD. And so it's in their mind about donations for the next year. So I think the timing is good, that it won't be the same process, but if anybody, employees, the board, or anybody in the world wants to give donations on either a one-time or an ongoing regular basis, that's an option now, and that I'm sure the money will start rolling in. I'm very excited about that.
Okay, thank you. Now,
I can only say on behalf of the Friends that we thank Pearl for sending out that information to us. But we're not quite ready to take that yet. But Mike Floyd is working on setting up a mechanism for that to take place.
Okay, now we are we're slightly behind schedule. It is. Unless my braille light is messing up on me again, it's 12:05. We still have three items in new business that were supposed to happen before 12 o'clock. We're not doing too badly, but we do need to discuss. Bill needs to leave in half an hour, so
half hour to 45 minutes. We have a little time,
so we need to make sure that the things that we need to vote on get done. Now we do need to, we've already dealt with the announcements on the website, so we don't need to do that. We do need to, though, vote on the set aside for the business enterprise program, and we need to have elections, so that is that's the thing we need to vote on. As long as we do those things, those are the two things that I see right off the bat that we do need to make sure we actually vote on.
Well, I say we do the elections right now.
So.
Okay. So
I nominate Barbara Lowe as I was almost like Walker.
I second that.
As president.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Well, okay. Okay, Bill.
You heard the nomination. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, respond saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I nominate Bill as vice president.
Second.
Okay, Bill Arrester has been nominated as vice president, vice chair of the commission board.
Yeah, vice chair.
Is there discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I nominate Bob Burns as secretary.
Okay, Bob has been nominated as executive session secretary.
Seconded.
Is there discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Why? We got a thing. Oh,
aye.
You almost didn't get it, Bob.
Opposed? Okay, so we have done elections. Now the vending, the business enterprise set aside, the business enterprise committee met and sent us a proposal. And is there anything else we need to know before we do the approving thing?
Only if you have questions.
Well, I trust our business enterprise business people to know what it is that they, you know, can afford to do and are willing to do. And I'm of a mind to approve what they are recommending.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the set aside, which I believe remains 13%.
Correct.
Is there discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we have done that. Also, I was wanting to know, now, you were the one who had the taped public education materials bill, did you finish with that and pass it along?
I finished and sent it back, yeah.
Okay, so you and Bob have completed the listening to those or whatever, so who?
Question, Bill, did you put them in the mail and send them back?
I sure did.
You sure did?
I did. Okay, I will have to check, I mean, just because I don't know their map, because, I mean...
Yeah, I sent it back a couple of days after I got them.
Okay.
It's been so long, I didn't know that's related to me.
Okay, so I will find them, and who would like them next?
Dorothy?
Yeah, I would like them, Dorothy.
Okay.
I would say they're interesting, I don't know if they have great new value to us, but they're interesting.
Yeah, that's my impression.
Okay, so Dorothy will be the next... She'll get that, so we have dealt with, and let's see, the other kinds of things, you know, we can try to get to the mission statement and job description for commissioners was the other thing that we probably wouldn't be voting on today, but we can, you know, we can, if there was anything that you wanted to input on that.
And we kind of just started circulating some thoughts, so we're...
Yeah.
You too did.
And so what I think maybe we can do at this point is to combine those and send them out as like a compilation, would that be our next step, do you think, or...
I would say so.
Yeah.
Because I know I forgot one thing in mine that we had said was supposed to happen at our May 29th meeting, but Bob included it in his, so...
The goals, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's what we will do, and then perhaps at our next meeting, would we want to, or do we want to put anything out there before then, or not? Or do we want to combine them, look at that, and bring it to the November meeting?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think by November, we might be ready to start voting on some things.
Yeah, sounds good.
We kind of started the ball rolling, and...
Yeah, we did.
You guys are so good with words.
I see one thing I'd like to just a little comment on, nothing to start a controversy, but...
Uh-oh.
The letter from the RSA with regard to the Orientation Center, now, as I understand it, and I'd clarify my mind on it if you want to, the way I understand it...
Excuse me, Bill, I don't want to interrupt you, but if we could procedurally figure out what we're doing next, because that is still on the...
Okay, yeah.
That's here on the agenda.
Right, next.
Right after NIS and the, yeah, it's right, you know, NIS and then that. So we need to make a decision about what we want to do as far as the public comment, lunch, and you're needing to go.
Yeah.
Because it's 12:13 now.
I have some time, I have to, as soon as my ride comes.
Okay.
That could be between 12:30 and 1:00 sometime, so...
So we go grab...
We're not really...
Grab some pizza real quick and then get back?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, now, we did have the public comment time that would be right before lunch, if we want to do that right after, is that okay with you, Evelyn? I know you had a question.
Yeah, just a quick question, it doesn't matter when I ask you.
Okay, so you're going to be here for lunch and beyond?
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get our lunch, and then we will reconvene as soon as we get it, and we'll start with...
NIS.
NIS and the RSA response.
All right.
He told me to give him a holler.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to resume the meeting, so if, you know, I don't want to stop anybody from, you know, getting your food and stuff, it's delicious, absolutely delicious, and I want us to thank everybody. Whatever's in the punch, it's wonderful.
Somebody named Zimmerman every day.
Okay, we're going to continue with the NIS update.
Of course, I just took a bite.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. Not a big report, but we are working on training staff to use NIS to do the accounting procedures like purchase authorizations and so on. We are looking at going through a period of time of just having support staff work with NIS and having counselors and other staff wait until later when bugs are worked out and so on. So that is something that the supervisors have requested, and I've already talked with Bill to see if there's any reason we couldn't go ahead and just have support staff using NIS for a while here. But basically, things are fine, and it'll be something we'll be able to use.
I need some ice tea, please.
Thank you. That's it.
Okay. The last item in old business has to do with the RSA response to our inquiry concerning serving people who are not citizens of the United States. Now, we've had quite a few items going back and forth in email and that sort of thing on this subject. We did get from the regional commissioner, Joe Cordova, we did get a response to our initial letter, and also we got a response to a follow-up that I had sent, because the initial letter had at least one statement in it that was confusing. Now, the bottom line is that we, as the Commission for the Blind, is to serve anyone who is present in the state and who is a blind person. That is what the bottom line is. Now, if we want to read any of the correspondence, we can certainly do that. But that really is what the bottom line is. Does anyone on the board want us to, to read any of the correspondence or anything like that?
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I guess I don't need for you to read the correspondence, but I still have questions about it. I mean, I have a copy, print copy of the Rehab Act here, and the very first paragraph says it's for all Americans, and then it defines American, Puerto Rico, Guam, Haiti, protective countries. And then it, as you go down, he quoted in one of those letters, section 101, part A, and then go down to paragraph 12, where where we're to serve all blind people in the, whoever's in the state, present in the state. But
we
the,
can't hear it back, it's back here, so I think, can you please speak up?
You want me to start all over, Fatosh?
No, there's still foods, we are serving food, we cannot hear you.
Okay.
And the kids are running upstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the paragraph before that would be, I don't know if it's a section, you got section 101A, and then it goes down to 12, but 11 says that the state agency is to work in collaboration with workforce development. And so it's a contradiction. And so I guess I still have some questions of him.
Could I speak to that?
Sure.
To a certain extent. The way I understand it is that, I'll come through the back door. The way I understand this letter, this first letter, that only restriction on a client is that he has to be able to work in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to work in the United States, you have to have a, you know, he didn't say this, but in order to work in the United States, you have to have, if you're not a non-citizen, you have to have a green card. Well, if you don't have that green card, you don't work.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to that, that's something for the Immigration and Naturalization Service to deal with. And the commission, for example, can't ask those questions. Are you qualified to work in? I don't think they're not qualified to answer those questions. Now, if INS came swooping down on the client and said, do you have a green card? If I don't have a green card, then out you go. But that's under their jurisdiction. And the commission has to accept as they are.